From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The price of gasoline has come down a little bit. A weekly survey by the Energy Department shows that gas prices fell by about a penny a gallon in the last week. Prices are still within a dime of their all-time inflation-adjusted high, but drivers could see some additional relief in the coming weeks as more refineries come back into service. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, refinery shutdowns have been a major factor behind the spike in gasoline prices this spring.
A big party tent is set up just outside the gates of this oil refinery south of Los Angeles. Workers are feasting on barbecued pork, baked beans, and corn on the cob, served up by a caterer who promises to put some south in your mouth. The host of the party is Bruce Smith, CEO of the Texas-based Tesoro Company, which just bought this oil refinery from Shell.
We do this a lot at the refineries. It's something that people really enjoy and they appreciate. Anyway, it's a nice celebration.
There's a lot to celebrate. Oil refiners are living high on the hog this spring after years of dining on scraps. In the first 3 months of the year, refiners on the West Coast were able to charge about 70 cents a gallon more for finished gasoline than they paid for the crude oil used to make it. Refinery margins in the specialized California market were even higher. Those fat margins helped Tesoro more than double its profits during the first quarter. In fact, most of the extra money consumers have paid at the gas pump this spring has flowed to refiners, who perform the crucial but often overlooked task of turning crude oil into useful products.
The crude oil goes through the furnace first, and it gets heated up to, say, 700 degrees. The bottom of the crude column is hottest, and as you go up to the top, it cools off. The top might only be a couple hundred degrees. And those different temperatures correspond to different products.
Production manager Jerry Forstell maneuvers through the jumble of pipes that carry 95,000 barrels of crude oil every day. The oil, most of it from South America, comes out the other end as jet fuel, propane, diesel, and most importantly, gasoline.
It's a 24/7 operation here. We don't ever shut the refinery down on purpose.
But an unusually large number of U.S. refineries were shut down this spring. That allowed refineries that were operating to charge more for their gasoline. It also led to allegations from some consumer advocates that refiners were deliberately withholding gas in order to drive up the price. Tesoro's chief economist, Lynn Westfall, denies there's anything nefarious about the shutdowns. He says refiners were preoccupied last year with new environmental fuel formulations, so some routine maintenance projects were postponed until this spring.
We kind of doubled down on maintenance schedules this year, and when you do that and you run a refiner a year longer than it should have been running, you shut it down, you find a lot of things you weren't expecting, and you find that it's harder to bring it back up.
Last week, the Energy Department reported that more than 90% of the nation's refinery capacity is now in service. And as more gasoline is produced, Westfall expects prices to drop, but not by much. He says the U.S. is still one big refinery shutdown away from another spike in prices, and he doesn't expect that to change anytime soon.
If you were to ask us to go build a brand new refinery anywhere in the world, I would tell you you'd be lucky to have it up and running in 6 or 7 years. Then you'd need 10 to 15 years of today's margins to pay it back. So building a new refinery is a 20-year bet, and margins are going to remain very, very high.
Few companies are willing to make that bet, especially at a time when the federal government's trying to curb demand for gasoline by substituting alternative fuels. Instead, Tesoro and other refiners are making smaller wagers, increasing capacity and reliability at their existing refineries. Tesoro plans to spend about $1 billion at this L.A. plant over the next 5 years. CEO Smith says that should boost output by about 20%. Helpful, but not enough to make a big dent in prices.
In the next 5 years, we think the world is going to be fairly short of refining capacity, and that's going to keep margins at a higher than normal level.
Demand for gasoline nationwide is still growing, but there are some signs of a slowdown. In high-priced California, tax records show gasoline consumption actually dropped in February by about 2.5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News.